Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Jen.
Let's talk about you.
You or me?
Well, I'm going to talk about me. You talk about you.
Okay.
All right. So here's what we're doing. In today's episode, we are talking about one of the five composites that are part of the EQI 2.0. And the first one is the self-perception composite, which is why I said you're going to talk about you and I'm going to talk about me. So this is all about a person as an individual.
This is not talking about humility and being humble, correct?
Well, it depends, right? So it depends on how you score in your assessment. So the three subscales that make up self-perception is self-regard, self-actualization, and emotional self-awareness. So let's talk about each one of those.
Okay, let's do.
Okay, which one you want to do first?
Let's do self-actualization.
Okay, I feel like that you can tell us what that means.
I will tell us what that means. So self-actualization, it really refers to your ability and your tendency to grow, right? To strive, to see your potential and to set meaningful goals and really, really work toward your betterment and fulfillment.
Love it. So this is truly about goal setting, about being aspirational, about having ambition and passion. And it's really about saying, I want to learn more about who I am in relationship to goals.
Well, you know what though, too, Jen, and I don't want people to think though about like you have to have a goal, right? Because you can strive for something, and because I don't want people to get hung up on the word goal, because I'll be honest with you, when I hear the word goal, I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. But it's really about what's next. Right? It's about where you are, what are you striving for, how do you want to be better or do better or know better? So I don't want people to get hung up on that whole goal thing.
I love that. So it's not like if all of a sudden we'll equate it to running, that you have a goal to run a half marathon in such and such time. That's not what we're talking about.
Correct.
We just say that you want to go out there and run and you want to experience it and you want to push yourself and you want to see how you do and what you like and how does that come into a regular routine. So it's not so much about being a smart goal person and having it all mapped out and how do I get there, but it is definitely about being able to say, I have potential to learn more, do more, be more, and it's going to help me be a better person.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it. Okay, which one next?
All right, so I'm going to go with next, self-regard.
I feel like you're going to be like, I'll have self-regard for 500, Alex.
And form that in a question. No. So self-regard is the ability and the tendency for you in full light of both your positive and negative qualities. So to like and to have confidence in yourself.
So what I hear is whether you are doing amazing or you're kind of screwing some stuff up, you still have confidence. You still like yourself, flaws and all.
Exactly. So the thing here too is, you know, you're good with you. You're good with how you show up, right? You might not, you know, hit it out of the park every time, but you're still confident in how it is that you actually show up. One of the things here too is it's about understanding. And I think what just popped up for me too is when you don't really have this is where your self-esteem kind of suffers. So this is the flip side, right? So making sure that you feel really good with a little bit of self, you know, with little self-regard, there might be some inadequacies there. There might be a little bit of feeling inferior, unworthy, those kind of things. So this is about with self-regard that's working for you. It's about, hey, I got this, right? I own who I am, how I'm showing up. And what I like to say is that, hey, walk in that room and own it.
I love it. So yes, if you are a person who struggles a lot with the inner critic, the voice in your head that's an a-hole, that you have self-doubt, I can't do this, I'm not sure, you're probably going to score lower on self-regard on your EQI 2.0 assessment. It's not a good thing or a bad thing. The interesting thing is that you can always improve your EQI scores, right? So basically, there's ways to be able to do this. How do you actually create confidence, even if it's situational confidence, to help you in the moment? But this is about self-respect, dignity, self-esteem, and confidence.
You know what, too, Jen, and I think one of the big ways right there is you work with a coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because, you know, you can't see the spinach in your own teeth. So sometimes you're not really getting it. You know that you don't have something, but you're not 100% sure what it is regarding that whole self-regard piece. So while working with a coach, it's like, boom, yeah, there's the spinach.
I love it. All right. The last one, I believe, is emotional self-awareness. What in the world is that, Karen?
Well, I'll tell you, Jen. What emotional self-awareness is, it relates to your ability and tendency to know what you're feeling and why you're feeling it. So emotional self-awareness really enables you to tell one emotion from another and to actually see the logical cause of each.
I like that, right? So this is really about being able to have a lot of reflection. What am I feeling and why? How does one thing lead to another? What does that make you think of?
I want to sing that song.
Do it.
But I don't. What one thing?
It's by The Fix.
Okay.
Yep. So anyway, one thing leads to the other, right? This is about being able to say there is a difference between irritation and being full on angry. And what is that? So being able to really be able to tell one emotion from the other.
You know what? And I think that a big part of that is being able to understand then, yeah, you know, because I think that so many times, Jen, people have a real hard time naming emotions. So this really helps with really having people, okay, so what is that? Like, what is the difference between full-blown pissed off and just, hey, minorly irritated?
Yeah. So this makes up the whole self-perception composite. Again, it's all about you. Self-regard, self-actualization, and emotional self-awareness. So how do I feel about who I am as a person? How do I continue to strive to learn more about myself, be a better person, and be fulfilled? And how do I understand my emotions along the way? So that's good, right?
Yeah, works for me.
So two things that we just want to announce, because we have some specials coming up that October 28th and 29th of 2020, just in case someone's listening to a recording, we do have a two-part webinar series called Light It Up 2020. It's an igniting change through emotional intelligence. And you can sign up for the workshop style webinar at www.kickstartyouredge.com/lightitup. The other thing is, Karen and I have been talking about this EQI 2.0 assessment, and we know we have a lot of coaches that listen to this call. If you are looking to get certified in this assessment, we have a training coming up November of 2020. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Go to our website, which is kickstartyouredge.com/EQI, and check out all the details.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.